I guess I'd like to make everybody feel comfortable.
What do you mean? What do you mean make everybody? You can't make everybody feel comfortable.
No, but
But we have to talk about things. We have to talk about fisting and titty fucking.
What do you want to say about fisting or titty fucking?
Both are enjoyable things to do.
How would you know?
I've done both.
You did not do titty fucking.
Sure. I had girlfriends.
Well, and you've never been a fisting bottom.
No, but...
What is it that you liked about being a fisting top?
I can't talk about this. This is too...
Oh, I see.
This is too personal.
Oh, I see. All right, well, you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to talk about it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
You did not do titty fucking.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1435 of the BFO for Friday, the 26th of July, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all, I don't have any idea what we're going to do today. Big Fatty, planning makes perfect!
The rain came down, in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river
crept. Hello, galoshes! Big Fatty, y'all, we are experiencing, right this moment as I'm recording, we are experiencing some of those splash and... showers that the weather rat speaks of. So yes, Big Freddy, it's a splash and dash kind of day. Yes. So anyway, y'all, but y'all, that's how it is here in Charleston in the summertime. You know, we just have those. It's those popcorn showers. They just pop up and splash and dash. And yes, Big Freddy, we got it. Move forward. So anyway, y'all, good day in the coal mine today. I don't have anything specific that went really well or really bad. So, you know, it's just kind of an average day, I guess. Y'all, I'm telling you, though, the summer, it is gone. It is gone. So there you have it. Y'all, I sent a Twitty to the Vons, saying, you know, it's 5 months till Crema Day and 4 months until you open the letter, because you know she puts a little Crema letter in some sort of porcelain Christmas ornament tree thing or whatever every year, and you know that the Vons and Myron, they open that up on the first day that they go to unpack their Crema decorations. Yes, Big Freddy, we got it. So, a couple of things that I forgot to tell you yesterday. You know, Tuesday, I called the Sirius XM satellite radio people because, you know, I had signed up for a six-month special deal for $25. Y'all, usually they're charging you $14.95 a month for that stuff. And, you know, that's too much. It's just too much for the little bit that Big Fatty listens. So when I had signed up for it, for 6 months for $25 plus the tax and the fees, Big Fatty, that's how they get you. Oh, y'all, that is the last of the Italian spaghetti. But anyway, but you had to call and cancel before that 6 months was over. So, Tuesday was the day that Big Fatty needed to call to get the most out of my subscription and, just stick it to the man. Stick it to the man. Otherwise, they would automatically charge your credit card. And we don't want that at the going rate. So, I called and canceled. And, you know, then, of course, oh, Big Fatty, you've been such a good customer. We'd like to offer you a discount. And, y'all, and I said, no, I just want to go ahead and get. Oh, well, Big Fatty, can we offer you $25 for 5 months? I said, no, I'm just going to cut it off right now. Betty, that sounds vulgar. So y'all, they turned it off. They turned off my service. I had a 6 cent credit on my account. And but y'all, I went out at lunchtime on Tuesday, and y'all, it was still working. And went to the coal mine on hump day morning, and the satellite radio is still working. And I'm thinking, Big Freddy, have you pulled a fast one on the man? And so I was gloating a little bit. I was gloating, and with old Veda, when I went out to get in the Ford Escape at 5 p.m. in the afternoon on hump day afternoon, it had been turned off. Big Freddy! Y'all don't gloat. Don't gloat, because, you know, that's it. Just no, Big Freddy. It'll turn your radio off. Yes! Yeah, I guess y'all, I saw that old Spot and Crazy was on the Twitter. He says, oh, dear, gosh, my box is full. Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar. Anyway, so y'all keep them coming. Keep Spot and Crazy busy. Y'all, yesterday, musing mock and calendar, whatever happened to Big Freddy, you know, we saw that one. And y'all, then, that Peter G, you know, he's out there in the Bay Area, so nice to name it twice. He spotted Big Freddy. It says, the classic scene from the 90s. Rom-com when Harry met Fatty. Big I think that's romantic comedy. Rom-com. And y'all, then, I don't know who this is. Big Fatty spotted on George in Atlanta's balcony at the Kangaroo... at the Kangaroo... reunion, Big Freddy, that is.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat and sin and oh. Still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Fat, it's Bacon. I don't know what made me just think of it, but I just wanted to confirm that I went, when I was in Vegas, I went to the spa at the Luxor, and I paid for the $90 massage. I just got them doing P90X. I'm, like, exhausted here. Okay, so I got the massage and had the dry spa and the wet spa and the whatever spa. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that there are bananas there. Yeah, there's like all you can drink, like water and juices and coffee and all kinds of drinks. Like, hello, I could go there in the morning and spend the whole day, you know, drinking little bottles of water and saunaing. All right, goodbye.
Yeah, guys, y'all, that is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you. First of all, thank you so much for calling and confirming. And y'all, what does it say that... Miss Bacon calls up to tell us that there are bananas. But y'all, since Miss Bacon brought up Vegas, let's do this. Yeah, I see. Now, y'all, I want you to help Big Fatty get the word out that this coming Sunday night, the 28th of July, at 7 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, you know that's in the only time zone that matters, y'all, we're going to have a very important State of the Station little show. And, y'all, we are going to announce. The suits have been, we've been very busy. We're going to announce the different time slots of when all the little shows will do their broadcast out there in Lost Wages, and when the hospitality suite will be open, and then you'll be able to sign up with the folks over there at the Stinky Orangutans, because they're coordinating that, and you can sign up for the interstitial fill-ins. And y'all, when you're doing the interstitials or the hosting the hospitality suite, you don't have to be a podcaster. Listeners, we encourage listeners to jump on the bandwagon and help us out with these kinds of things. And you don't have to do it by yourself. You can, a group of you can get together and do it. A few other little surprises. So, y'all, 7 o'clock this Sunday night over on Pride 48. Be over there in the chat room and have your questions ready and have a pencil ready to write down when all the little shows are going to be doing. Yes, Big Freddy! Now back to the voice letters!
Days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is...
Hey, Pat, it's Bake. I've gotten, a lot of friends from... I went from, 97 friends to, 100 and almost 60 or whatever, because a bunch of the podcasters and listeners have friended me on the family Facebook, and my apologies for all my pictures, but, if you don't like it, go ahead and block me or something. But anyway, it's my outlet, people. It's my outlet. So anyway, I just wanted to say, and play this, really quiet because I don't want them to hear, but, Mark and Ed, one of them is addicted to Candy Crush, and now they don't like my goofy stuff anymore. And for probably a couple weeks, they just liked everything I said. So I don't know if I ticked them off or if it's that D-A-M-N Candy Crush. Okay, bye.
Yeah, gotcha. Y'all, that is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you for calling back. We really appreciate it. Miss Bacon? Did she forget to hang up? Miss Bacon, are you there? Oh, dear Gussie. Well, anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for calling. And I'm sorry that the boys from over there at It's All About Joe. It's All About Jeremy, a little show, that they've abandoned you. But, that's terrible. The Candy Crush is the downfall of the world as we know. Oh. Miss Bacon? Miss Bacon, are you there? Are you there? Okay. Well, anyway, anyway, I'm not quite sure what's going on with that, but I have a feeling. I have a feeling that there will be an apology issued. Miss Bacon, Miss Bacon, are you there? Hello, Miss Bacon. Y'all, this is even batshit crazy for Miss Bacon.
I can think
this up too. Well, y'all, while we're waiting on Miss Bacon to come back to the cellular telephone. Yes, Miss Bacon, we hear you. One of the other things I meant to tell you about the other day was, that Stevie B, I think she hung up. Did she hang up? I think she's finally hung up. Yes, McFadden. She didn't hang up. That's Stevie B and Denny. Y'all, they have already made their they've already made their reservations for the gay days next summer down there. And hello? And Yes. Anyway, they're going to be at the boardwalk.
Down on the boardwalk.
Fatty, please. Evidently it's never too early to start getting ready. Oh, for your vacations, your holiday. Oh, yeehaw! Yes, Freddy. Sounds like Miss Bacon's excited about. Oh dear Gussie. Sounds like Miss Bacon's excited about a vacation also. Maybe they're going to take her away to the funny farm or something. I don't know. But y'all, I don't know how to handle this. Y'all, it's just running up her bill. You know, she's just going to get this bill, and it's just going to be hour upon hour of a big fatty. Your show's only 20 minutes. Well, okay, that's probably true. But y'all, I don't know how to solve this little problem. But I tell you what, let's I think she hung up.
Hey, Big Fatty. I highly recommend you take your T-Bow's advice as far as watching Stop Loss. It's a fantastic movie. Based on true events that happen in the United States. Happen/happen. And if you can, I don't know, it's on the TV, but if you can get a hold of the DVD, Blu-ray, or digital copy, watch the special feature interviews. They might even be on YouTube, but interviews with the filmmaker and her brother and several of his friends and various other military personnel. Watch that movie, and same with Rendition with that Jake Gyllenhaal. So you got Channing Tatum and Joseph Gordon-Levitt in Stop Loss, and then you got Jake Gyllenhaal, Meryl Streep, Peter Skarsgård, all-star cast, Reese Witherspoon, they're in Rendition. So there are similar movies in ways, but very different objectives going on. So that's my two cents. That's my Netflix recommendation, TiVo recommendation time. Hope you're well. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that is that. I'm not quite sure who that is, because the caller did not identify himself. Your guess is as good as mine as to who that might have been on the cellular telephonic device there. So whoever you are, thank you so much for calling. And thank you for those recommendations of things that I had on the TiVo, because y'all, I went in and I threw all that shit away. But y'all, there's a folder on the TiVo that is recently deleted items, and I think that I will go back and I'll pull them out of the trash and put them back on the TiVo. Big Freddy, that just sounds lovely. Now, if we could only figure out who that was that called, it just sounded lovely. Be my pineapple queen. Well, now, y'all, that is all the... Oh, dear God, see, Big Freddy, I don't like it when that phone rings. It just scares me. I'm going over here and sit in the corner. I just don't like it when a poodle, you go sit over there in the corner. I'll handle this. It's no big deal. Hello? Oh, Big Freddy. Hello?
If by chance I did just pocket dial you and you did just scare me up.
Oh, dear Gussie, Miss Baker must have figured out that, she must have thought that she pocket dialed me or something like that. Yo, Miss Baker, you just forgot to hang it up. Big Fanny. And Big Fanny, you forgot to cut off the ring. Poor Big Fanny. Yo, it's a train wreck. Absolute train wreck today. But, you know, Big Fanny, we've become accustomed to it. Just like we've become accustomed to those splash and dash or showers. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the boys over there at the Howdy Do Pancakes, and y'all, I just loved it when to hear the disgust in Calvin's voice when he said,
"You did not do titty fucking."
Oh, Big Fatty, it's just vulgar, 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 vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.